This is Carissa Larry here with FFA Today, speaking with the governor of Indiana at the 92nd National FFA Convention. Out of all the events and sports events here in Indianapolis, why is the FFA so important?
Well, Carissa, I tell you, it's important because of what comes out of it. This isn't just keeping score of a competition between two athletic teams. This is going to determine where, not just Indiana, not just 50 states and territories, but literally where the world might end up in 10 or 20 or 30 years. And so with all the stresses and strains on food and water security and shortage in some places, the discussions that take place here will have an impact, we hope, positive impact on every nation, every state, no matter how rich or poor they are, no matter how abundant resources are or shortages are. It's the collaboration that comes out of this kind of convention that then is, they're like ambassadors in that convention hall. Those ideas, those thoughts, those solutions are taken across the globe to improve the quality of lives. And it's an ever-changing sector, and quite frankly, the subject matter is just, it couldn't be more exciting.
And agriculture goes way beyond farming, even to the roots of technology. What advancements have contributed to our farmers here in Indiana?
Well, we're able to do a whole lot more with less in terms of technology. And you talk about the improvements of supply, quality, ability, precision agriculture, and the ag biosciences sector itself is light years from where it was 10 years ago, just a decade ago. And so how we are meeting and addressing the needs of our citizens and the world, a lot of that is happening in the heart of the heartland called Indiana.
With over 70,000 people attending the 92nd FFA convention this year, could you tell us how proud you are to have Indianapolis host since 2006?
Yeah, I'm bursting with pride. And I say that because the numbers, the attendance numbers continue to grow year after year after year. This is something I bragged about, not just proud of it, but I bragged about with Prime Minister Modi from India, a guy that leads a nation of 1.3 billion people where this subject matter is very important to the destiny of his nation and its future. And so I'm extremely optimistic about 70,000. It's at 65 now. That number is expected to grow to 70,000, which represents 10% of the total FFA membership membership across the country. And so how proud, I couldn't be prouder of having everyone descend upon our capital city. We get to show off our capital city, and we like sharing our Hoosier hospitality.
Eric Holcomb, governor of Indiana.
Now, speaking to Vice President of Marketing and Communications for Indy Visit, we have had so many people come out for this FFA convention this year, and Indianapolis has been crowded with wonderful people here in agriculture and beyond. What kind of impact has that made here for Indianapolis?
Proud that Indianapolis is again hosting this convention. As a point of perspective, the city hosts more than 600 conventions a year. FFA is one that we look forward to and plan for year-round. This convention will generate more than $40 million in economic impact during its duration, and more than 70,000 visitors will descend on Indianapolis as part of this gathering. The Sea of Corduroy not only stays in our hotels and dines in our restaurants and shops and generates that visitor spending, they also hopefully leave with a positive impression of Indianapolis. And if you look at this unique convention, bringing together these thoughtful emerging leaders for 4 days, the hope is that they will have a positive impression and leave Indianapolis with a positive impression, go back home. Maybe they come back and go to college here in Indianapolis. Maybe they come back and enter our workforce or raise a family. So hosting this convention is a big win for tourism. It's also a big win for workforce and town attraction, the idea that people might come back to Indianapolis as visitors or as residents because of their time on the ground here and how it shapes them and moves them and hopefully evokes a positive emotion when they think about Indianapolis.
So you work with Visit Indy. You're the vice president over Visit Indy. So what has been the biggest, achievement for you here with the FFA?
Yeah, so we were very proud that National FFA signed up to hold their convention in Indianapolis through 2031. If you stop and think about that, here we're in 2019, they have so much confidence in Indianapolis in the state, that they're willing to sign contracts and say, we're committed, thank you for your partnership, we will host this annual convention through 2031. That is a point of pride for our hospitality and tourism community. That is a point of pride for the state as a whole, because of the economic impact, but moreover, because of the thoughtfulness of these visitors and what we gain and learn from them being here on the ground. So that's a real big win for us, and we don't take their business for granted. We don't take for granted just because their headquarters are here and they've been convening here that they'll continue to do that. So it's a big win to get them through 2031.
And so we're speaking thousands right now for this FFA convention. What are the numbers going to look like in 2031?
That's a great question. What will the city look like? How will you move throughout the city? Certainly we'll have an expanded convention center. We'll have more hotel rooms. We'll probably have more mass transit options. We'll have more restaurants. You could project that based on current growth patterns. We'd see 100,000 National FFA students in and around that convention and expo. And so I'll be interested to see what the demographics what a convention year looks like in 2031 here in Indianapolis. But all positive, all forward momentum.
Thank you once again, Chris Gall, Vice President over Visit Indy. We thank you for talking with us for the 92nd FFA convention. Thank you.
Thanks for having me on.
This is Carissa Larry with FFA Today.